The first thing I'm ever afraid of is this statue in my grandparents' house. It's of a woman with crazy hair and angry eyes. I've always been creative with my fears. Whenever we visit, I take a quick glance into the living room to confirm that the statue that terrifies me is in its proper place. She always is. Until one day, my parents figure out I've been hiding from her. The next time we go to my grandparents, she's hidden under a blanket. I know she's still under there, but for now she's neutralized. And for now, that's enough. Another early fear is Madeline L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time. My nightmares are original stories my subconscious writes about the man with red eyes. Eerie fan fiction. My dad teaches me that if you have a nightmare, you wake up and turn your pillow over. And when you go back to sleep, you'll have a different dream. This comforts me. As an extra precaution, when I go back to sleep, I hide myself completely under the comforter. That way, nothing and nobody will find me. In the morning, my dad tapes a piece of brown paper over the cover of A Wrinkle in Time. Then he hides it and doesn't tell me where. I'm safe again for now. When my parents go out, I stay awake in bed, imagining every terrible way they could die. I can't fall asleep until I hear the sound of the garage door opening. I tell my mom that when I close my eyes, I see pictures in my head. They're a jumble of shapes and squiggles, forever shifting around. When I'm in control of these pictures, it's the thing I like to do best. I've been seeing a child development specialist named Mary. I don't know it at the time, but my mom has hired her to prepare me for my parents' divorce. Mary is, in fact, the one to break the news to me. Jason, your parents have decided to separate. Cracks form in my world. Little gaps between what should be and what is. The cracks make me furious. Everything makes me furious. If the terms of my reality are negotiable, well, I will be rigid. Things need to be a certain way. The cereal in my bowl doesn't match the way it looks on the box, so I throw a fit. I watch The Parent Trap, and I learn that if I'm mean enough to my dad's dates, they'll go away and he'll realize he belongs with my mom. The next time he introduces me to someone, I say, "Nice to meet my butt." It never turns out like it did in the movie. I don't know what happens when my world splits open, and I never want to find out. When I close my eyes, I see the world I want. I imagine a machine that can turn the things in my head into reality, like the perfect cereal to milk ratio. I draw things the way they should be. January 15th, 1999. I have a dream. I dream that someday my parents will remarry each other without fighting each other all the time. I hope they do. I am aggressive on playdates. We're gonna play Hot Wheels! Okay. I'll never forget the t-shirt my friend's mom gave me as a gift. It says, "Help! I started talking and can't shut up." I meet with Mary and a group of other boys. "What did you say, Jason?" "Nice to meet my butt." "And what could you have said?" "Nice to meet you."